It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
The Tony Bruno Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they're not. That's not a problem.
Ah, yes, indeed. He do. Even up to the last second, still slaving over hot stats and hot microphones here live in the South Philadelphia Wine Center, the epicenter of all things sports. Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, Miss Robbins here, Ryan Rothstein's here, the great Joe C. wearing a Penn State Abington t-shirt, Harry. There aren't any many Penn State Abington grads out there, Harry. Do you know anybody who went to Penn State Abington?
I don't know if you can graduate. Can you graduate 4 years from there?
I believe so.
You can?
Well, it's also, you might have known as Penn State Ogonce.
Ogonce is what exactly. It used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Abington sounds a little more she-she.
Yeah.
Ogonce is like, Penn State Ogonce.
Like, it's like Ugots.
Like Ugots. Yeah. But not Stugots.
Right.
But that campus has actually been there for a very long time. It's like Temple Ambler. It was, it's also another very old campus, just not that many people know about the satellite campuses. Although,
exactly right.
Penn State has like 50 satellite campuses.
Yes, they do. I think they will not have football. Harry.
I think Penn State Berks is greater than Penn State
Abington.
No doubt
about it.
I don't know.
Not the Dr. Berks.
No.
They wear scarves. She wears scarves when she goes to Penn State Berks County, Harry, because that's what they like up there. Anyway, it is Thirsty Thursday, Harry, but you know what else it is? It's Ta-Ta Thursday. No, not that kind of ta-tas. It's ta-tas to the NBA teams that will be eliminated because this is the final day of the bubble seeding, Harry. It's Elimination Thursday, Harry. You realize that? By tonight, we will know. I mean, there's only one situation still left.
Right, the 8
seed. The 8 seed and the 9 seed.
Yeah.
Playing in, and there's final games today.
In the West.
In the West. The Lakers are mailing it in. They're playing Sacramento. Sacramento's already pretty much out of it. Then you got
Washington. They are out of it.
Well, yeah, that's what, pretty much out of it. I'm trying to make them feel better in Sacramento and Sactown.
Well, they will feel better if they beat the Lakers today.
Well, exactly. You go out on the high note.
Yeah.
Right? I wonder if they can carry that over to the next season.
Well, right. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Carry it into off-season workouts, you know? I mean, this is a big no-cal, so-cal thing.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that, Aaron.
They don't like each other, Tone.
You're right about that, Aaron. And your Washington Wizards. No quitting them, Harry. They played the Boston Celtics, who had absolutely nothing to play for. They know they're locked in against the Sixers.
Right.
As the 3 seed, the Sixers will be the 6 seed.
Mm-hmm.
And so Boston really just went out there. And actually, they made it close. It was only a 6-point game.
Yeah, where's Couch Guy? I was wondering if he had any action on that game.
He
had to go to a neurologist. And they were originally scheduling him for Monday, but they were able to fit him in today. So I said, go, get yourself fixed up.
Exactly right. And if you notice something different today, my favorite color, blue.
That's a nice blue. Is that royal blue?
That is royal blue.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Well, it's the Yingling Flight. You're one of your favorite beers.
Absolutely. I love Yingling Flights, Harry. You know, I've been drinking Yingling forever, so it's not like I'm trying to pimp Yingling. Mm-hmm. It's a locally owned company.
It's your favorite.
It's the oldest brewery in America.
Exactly. Right?
And it's Thirsty Thursday, for goodness sake.
And you got lucky because your favorite beer already was Yingling Lager, and then when I switched you over to keto, you realize that you actually like their new Yingling Flight.
Yes, I saw it in the Acme. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing about Pennsylvania. I always look for good things, not bad things. You know, the liquor stores were closed for a long time. And then now they can sell beer in separate stores.
Yeah, wow. Welcome to the 21st
century. I know.
Century.
I mean, hey, we got to take it slow, Jesus. Harry. It's slow. I mean, it's only 2020. We're just starting to enter.
Take off your pilgrim hat, Tony.
Well, I don't have one. I have an Amish hat, though, but I'm building a shed in the back, so I got some Amish friends who are helping me.
They'll build that in about 2 hours.
I know. Levin and Levi will be down here from the Amish Mafia days.
Nobody raises a barn like the
Hell
Amish.
Hell no. Okay? Or raises the roof.
But we got a nice delivery this morning from the fabulous Frank Altadonna, who heard the shout-out about Tony loving Yingling Flight so much.
Because I couldn't find it. Remember I said I went out, and now I couldn't find the – because people are buying it all over the place. It's not available in the entire country.
Right.
But they do have breweries down in Tampa. Mm-hmm. They have one, obviously, in Pennsylvania, where they started. So they're not all over the country. But, you know, all the different regions have their own great favorite local beers, legendary breweries, and Yingling's the oldest brewery in America. So I've always liked the product. Frank came by and he said, I'm going to bring you some. He brought two 12-packs of Flight, Harry.
Okay.
So we are hooked up. I got a Flight golf shirt with the great blue.
I got a T-shirt.
Robin's got a T-shirt.
My Flight T-shirt. It's kind of like you kind of feel like you're going to be flying, right?
Yes.
I like
Fly, Eagles, fly.
And
on the road to
Where's the other
room? It's in the other room. I had to get stuff out of the way here. I got to trip over product, Robin. Relax right now. Just relax. We got a long show here. We got a lot of stuff to get to. But thank you, Frank, for coming by. The great Frank Altadonna. Another local guy, Harry. Everything's local on this show. Levin and Levi will be sporting his LVC shirt. I don't know. What does that mean, LVC? Lebanon Valley.
I have no idea.
I need an explanation.
I don't know.
And look what else I got, Harry. Something that I desperately need.
Oh, yeah. A little traveling cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Put
nice.
Put that baby
it's
out there.
It's a nice
there.
Item.
It's a quality item right there.
Yeah.
Look, you don't even have to unzip the whole thing.
There's a little hatch.
You can reach in there and grab yourself a cold one.
Yeah.
It's like a space shuttle.
That's key for like the back of the golf cart. You stick that sucker
and
in there.
And you don't have to unzip it.
As you're driving, you can just
reach behind,
open the thing in there and pull it out.
Just pull one out and bam!
Right.
And it's really cool because our old cooler that was about that same size, we had to throw it away.
This is a 36-hour Coleman Marine cooler, Harry.
That's
so we're going out on the Love Boat when we bring out a couple of Squabos on a hot summer afternoon.
I'm being told LVC is Lebanon Valley College.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I figured it had Lebanon Valley something.
Yeah.
That's near Muhlenberg up in that area, right?
No. Muhlenberberg's in the Lehigh Valley.
Oh, that's right. I get my valleys confused.
You got your valleys crossed.
Only the Valley of the Dolls. I remember those great eras, Harry, back in the day. Anyway, so we got NBA going on. Most of the games, as I mentioned, don't mean much. Obviously, Portland will play the final game of the NBA playoffs tournament.
And that's tonight at 9 o'clock.
Eastern time.
On TNT. That,
against Orlando.
No, they're playing Brooklyn. Portland plays Brooklyn.
I'm sorry. There's another two games at 9 o'clock. Portland, Brooklyn, and then New Orleans and Orlando.
Yeah, that
in
means
a game
nothing.
That matters to neither. In fact, I believe Zion's already left the bubble. He said, get me the hell out of here.
He's already concerned about his off-season workouts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, it didn't work out. He wasn't ready to play. They didn't put him in there. They gave him the limited minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Load management, Harry. And now the season guys will be able to go home. But the four games today, we mentioned two of them already over. Milwaukee-Memphis is an important game for the Grizzlies, certainly. Phoenix can keep going. Even if they go 8-0 and finish out perfect, Harry, in the bubble, they still may not make it depending on – they need help. You know how we do that at the end of football season? If they win their game, they're still going to need help from somebody else who has to lose. And that's what's going on with, obviously, the Phoenix Suns. And Portland is pretty much in. They're locked in at least the 8 seed. So now the 9 seed, because there's going to be that play-in series over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Portland's going to be in that for sure. Who will be the 9 seed, Harry? And that's the question. I don't know. People are asking questions on ESPN's basketball site, which is basically the entire site.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like this idea? Should the NBA do this even when there's a regular season at the end?
No.
To make it more exciting to have teams? No, we shouldn't be having teams that are under 500 who are trying to get in as a 7 or 8 seed. If you're not even a 500 team, I mean, you should just be happy that you made the playoffs.
Exactly. I mean, I don't like having under 500 teams in after an 82-game season.
Exactly.
But if you, it's just 8 teams in each conference, and that's it. They don't need to – we can't allow this whole COVID situation and what it's done to sports to totally radically change everything that we do in sports.
You're absolutely right, Harry. You're damn right.
Yeah.
I'd go even further, but I don't want to get beeped. I don't want to have poor Joe C. writing down the
Times.
The obscenity log that he has to keep there, which is an outrage, by the way. We got big football news. Good day to be a tight end, Harry. I mean a football player. George Kittle gets locked up for another 5 years, $75 million, $18 million up front. And believe it or not, not long after the news came out of Kansas City that Travis Kelce got a new four-year extension. This is his third contract there, and a $30 million. Well, he'll be about 30. We don't know the numbers, but I'm sure it's close. And obviously, those two guys are elite tight ends.
They're phenomenal.
Now, what happens to the other tight? Is this tight end Thursday? Harry, we can add that to Ta-Ta Thursday, which means goodbye. He can elimination Thursday. But these two guys are obviously going to be the highest paid tight ends in the NFL. Was that a coincidence, Harry? George Kittle and Travis Kelce on the same day?
I think not.
Exactly right. We should get Andrew Siciliano on from the NFL Network and ask him if it's a coincidence.
I mean, that play that Kittle made this past season, it seems like 2 years ago now because so much has changed.
Play.
The play against the New Orleans Saints that he made is one of the greatest plays that I've seen in recent memory. I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to say ever, but it was a great play.
Now, remember, this is a guy who just – He burst onto the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a guy that took him 3 or 4 years before people realized.
Didn't he go to Iowa, isn't he? Another one of those tight ends from Iowa?
I think Iowa or Iowa State. Yeah. I got to confirm that.
Well, one can play football and the other can't.
Exactly right.
Iowa State, there's
big
no
difference.
Virus.
Yes.
In Iowa, there's virus
everywhere.
Let's
get Dr. Fauci on and explain how one part of the great state of Iowa is safe to play football, yet the other part is not safe.
Speaking of which, we are going to have somebody that addresses that issue on the show today.
Not from Iowa, though.
No.
I got a lot of friends in Iowa. As you know, one of the fans of the Tony Bruno Show over the decades, Harry, the great Iowa Hawkeye coach, Kirk Ferentz.
Oh, Kirk Ferentz.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Isn't Tom Arnold from Iowa?
Yeah, he's from Ottumwa, Iowa. Meanwhile. We got NHL action daytime coming up. We'll see how tired Columbus and Tampa Bay are today after the 5 overtime. Unbelievable first game of this whole tournament the other day. So they play early today.
Yeah, 3 o'clock right around now. They probably dropped the puck already.
Did they drop it while it was hot? Chicago and Vegas, Carolina, Boston. Remember, Carolina and Boston just played late last the other night, so they're coming off short rest too. And we'll see if they're affected in Calgary and Dallas later on tonight.
How about that Flyers game last night?
Oh, man. I got to tell you, you know who's going to join us in our second hour, Harry? The great Bernie Perron. And Bernie Perron, no one is more excited about, and obviously he's watched the Flyers since the 70s when he played here.
Of course.
And he's seen a lot of goaltenders come and go in this town. But even Bernie Perron realizes how great this your Carter Hart kid is.
Mm-hmm.
What a phenomenal game last night, Harry. I said this, I put it on Twitter. I haven't been that excited watching a sporting event. You know, obviously I'm a Flyer fan, I'm a Philly guy, and I like watching good games between good teams. But when I'm watching these other games, 6 overtime, 5 overtimes, all these other games, some basketball games that matter, sports that don't matter, I don't get excited for, Harry.
What, like baseball right now?
Well, yeah, most baseball games right now. But I'm talking about now you're, you know, in the when it counts. In the playoffs. Mm-hmm. This is the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
And last night watching that Flyer game, for the first time this year, Harry, you got to go back, even the Super Bowl. You know, we were there, but it wasn't like I had a rooting interest and I was dying. You know, if you bet on it, you're hoping for the interest.
But, yeah, I get
I'm saying as a fan, last night was the first time I felt that tension in my stomach watching a 2-1 game with still a lot of time on the clock, Harry, and watching two great goaltenders. I mean, that was fun to watch. That was intense hockey.
How about the save Price made?
Oh, man. Off
where
the
he just,
stick.
Like, lunged and had got it with the stick.
One of the all-time greats, Harry.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Bernie Perron will join us coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk college football now with Barrett Saleh from CBS Sports to get the latest. Now the ACC apparently is meeting today. Did you see that, Aaron?
Is that right?
Yeah, we'll get the update on that. And later on, I've been telling you I want to rip the Pac-12. And luckily, I have a Pac-12 apologist coming on later on now. We had to get him on the show. Petros Papadakis. He's got a lot of explaining to do what's right. going on with his conference out there.
He loves him some Pac-12.
Well, actually, no, he rips Pac-12 all the time, too. So we'll
but he does the
on.
Games, right?
I know he does. But he knows that the Pac-12 is weak. And we'll have Petros on to talk about it later. So stick around. We're just getting started. It is a thirsty Thursday, baby. I'm going to open a they're not cold enough yet, but I put a couple of the Yingling flights on ice.
You can
there.
Drink them on ice.
You're damn right. Yeah. It's nice. Stick around.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing.
The hits literally keep on coming from one MMA event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation. UFC 252 is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering new users a free shot at $1 million in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for a free shot at $1 million in total prizes. But if MMA isn't for you, don't worry. DraftKings is offering plenty of fantasy contests for all the sports that have returned to action. Plus, new this year, DraftKings just launched Best Ball Contest for football. If you aren't familiar with Best Ball, simply head to the app now and check it out. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code Bruno to get a free shot at $1 million in total prizes for this weekend's UFC 252 contest. That's promo code BRUNO to get a free shot at $1 million with your first deposit. Only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligible to restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
When fashion meets performance on and off the course, Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that white bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft. And the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters, no matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Back here, keeping an eye on everything. A lot of football news today. We mentioned already the tight end signings, and the Dallas Cowboys got a one-year deal with the former Viking defensive end Everson Griffin today for $6 million. You saw that, eh?
Yes, I did.
And also the Buffalo Bills re-up with a local product who Harry saw and did his games his entire career at your Temple University. And
Deion
that is
Dawkins.
Deion Dawkins.
Yeah, it's a nice player.
Four years, $60 million. Solid job coming out of Temple. Second-round pick. Pretty much played in every single game, started 63 of the 68 games since he was drafted in Buffalo with the Bills. So they locked up their coach yesterday, another local guy, Sean McDermott, and now Deion Dawkins, the left tackle, gets a new deal today.
Agents are busy right around
yes,
now.
Yes, they are, except mine.
Yeah. Do well, you Robin's even have
my,
one anymore?
Robin's my agent right now. But she always signs bad deals for me, and then I have to try to get out of them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you used to have someone else.
Oh, yeah, I had a big
back
time
when you were out west.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah, I had CAA. I had a big-time agent, Harry. Then I said, screw it. I'm going to do my own deals. Just do the deal! Anyway, your Tampa Bay Lightning have struck first, Harry. Kucherov. Palatin point with the assists. And the Tampa Bay Lightning, with four shots on goal, already capitalized in the first 7 minutes of play in game number two. And I'm trying to look because I can see it's hard to tell, but obviously these guys are incredible athletes, and everybody's wondering, are they going to come out and be sluggish? Will you see a team that played five overtimes a couple of nights ago come out and play strong?
Well, it would have to be a team that would, probably hydrated the most afterwards,
right?
And got the most beneficial sleep after that game. I would have been passed out on the team bus back to the hotel after that game.
I'd still be passed out. Meanwhile, we'll keep an eye on the hockey. And we got baseball that nobody's paying attention to later on this afternoon. They may not even play in the
rain. It's amazing the window they missed. You really feel it now, don't you?
You're absolutely right. I mean, there's some places where baseball is going great. But college football is the big story now. Because every hour something changes.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I think it was Brent who sent the message that the ACC is meeting this afternoon after yesterday, saying that they were pretty much a go to play, and Brent joins us. Brent Salim from CBS Sports. And Brent, what is the latest? I mean, Barrett, I keep saying Brent, I'm sorry. Barrett, what is the latest on the ACC situation in college football?
Well, the meeting that's happening tonight is regularly scheduled, previously scheduled meeting, which apparently presidents and ADs have a whole lot of previously scheduled meetings that they have every single day. So I'll take that with a grain of salt. So, I think that they're going to discuss it further based on what's happened over the last, few days with the Big Ten and the Pac-12. And when all is said and done, I would imagine you get what you saw 2 days ago with the ACC, which was basically, hey, for now we're a full go, and we'll see what's going on next.
Now the Pac-12 and the Big 12, we've been talking about this, and everybody has covering it, that it's, now that Scott Frost must have got a good talking to by someone in the Big Ten, because he had to come out and say, okay, all right, we're really not going to go and jump out of the conference. We're not going to go back to the Big 12. Do you think any of this, is this stuff going to calm down, or are we going to see some schools go rogue? As you may.
No, I don't think anybody's going rogue. I think because the money is still what it is, Nebraska's got $50 million per year to stick around in the Big Ten. That might change once the television contracts get renegotiated and in 6 weeks or so, but or I mean 6 months or 6 years or so, I should say. But no, I don't think anybody's going rogue right now. You know, I think it's going to be par for the course. Obviously, Nebraska came out with a statement today saying that it would not that is recommitted to the Big Ten. I'm sure it's not happy with the Big Ten, and I'm sure all of this is going to be stuck in the back of, or maybe the front of their minds when contracts are renegotiated. But yeah, everyone that was supposed to have their seasons canceled, they're not playing. There's just no chance of that happening. So we'll see what happens with the ACC, SEC, and Big 12 moving forward. But yeah, it's interesting times to say the least.
Hey Barrett, why do you think the Big Ten and the Pac-12 made their decision when they did? And their decision was obviously to call off the season when you have so much time. I mean, till the SEC's pushed their start date back to the end of September, you have a couple of weeks here. Why do you think they decided to just scrap it when they did?
That is a very good question with no answer. To me, the Big Ten, well, I'd heard for a couple of weeks the Big Ten never really wanted to play. You know, so this was sort of inevitable. Even when they announced their schedule, I think they knew that they didn't really want to play, but they just felt like they had to give, you know, that out there. So plans, you know, so the fans knew what the plans actually were. You know, I think Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten, has done an absolutely horrific job. You know, as throughout the course of this, he was the first one to go to a 10-game conference schedule. Now, while every other conference, you know, sort of followed suit, not everyone has, you know, the only conference games, but pretty much everybody followed suit in some way, shape, or form in the Power Five. You know, he thought he could build a coalition to cancel football. And, you know, I think the Pac-12 was going to do whatever they did, no matter what. They were going to follow the Big Ten. But I think Kevin Warren, not really being a college guy, not really understanding how to read the room, just simply read the room horribly. And as a result, you've got a situation now where the Big Ten and the Pac-12, if they don't play and everybody else does, you're looking at a pseudo SMU style penalty. Hmm. You know, they're not going to be able to recruit. They're not going to be able to keep players on campus. You're not going to see, you know, programs just completely crumble. Like Ohio State's not going to be, you know, a 5-7 team, but it wouldn't surprise me if even if the best teams in the Big Ten have a little bit of an uphill climb to sort of get back into the national championship picture as a result of this. So basically, to me, it's all about Kevin Warren. It's all about him trying to be a trailblazer, not recognizing that Greg Sankey and John Swofford and Bob Bowlesby are a little bit more schooled on this than he is.
And the irony is his son's going to be able to play football.
Exactly.
Down at Mississippi right?
We'll see what happens there.
No, you're right, and you're absolutely right about this, Barrett, because you look at the situation. If these other teams play and things go well, and even there was a couple blips in the road, what do you say? What do all of this – how does he survive? How does he survive as the commissioner of the Big Ten if this whole thing blows up and all of those schools and all of those programs are left out of the party?
They can't afford to fire him. That's the only answer, is that they can't afford to fire him. That the financial hit that's already been taken, if you look at what the rebates will have to be from Fox and from ESPN for their advertisers that aren't coming through or aren't getting what they paid for, when all of that is said and done, you know, what's the bottom line for the Big Ten look like? You know, they're going to take a massive financial hit. Do they really want to take another financial hit and fire their commissioner? I mean, I would, but do they? I don't know. It depends on how much faith they have in him moving forward. But I don't think there's any question that that he's the biggest reason why they find themselves in this mess. And you know, if he doesn't figure it out how to be a commissioner at the FBS level, then, you know, the Big Ten's going to continue to regress, and I think it has regressed already.
We already knew about the Pac-12. I mean, their television living out there, I mean, the big argument was always, boy, they got the worst Power 5 conference television deal. Everybody was complaining out there. And now, you know, it was no surprise. But for the Big Ten to move ahead of the Pac-12 as the dumbest conference in football was a real surprise to me.
It's really shocking that, because that takes a lot of work to be dumber than Larry Scott. I mean, it really does. It's almost like how Rob Manfred became even dumber than Gary Bettman this summer. Mm-hmm, like, yep. That's really hard to do.
You're right.
You have to be really talented to be that bad at your job.
Yeah, Bettman moved up the pecking order.
Yes,
couple months.
Yes, he really
well,
did.
Barrett, what do you think the trickle-down effect will be of no football in these conferences to the other sports?
Oh, you're going to see a ton of sports get cut. I mean, you saw Stanford cut 11 sports. I guess they announced that middle of July. You're going to see a lot of sports get cut. There are some Title IX ramifications too, so you have to keep some sports maybe that aren't revenue generators as well. So, you know, it's going to be tough. A lot of kids are not going to have the opportunity to go to college because of this, because they just simply won't be room for their scholarships and their sports on campuses. So, it's going to be bad. I mean, it's going to be bad anyway, right? Like, it's already going to be a massive problem for a lot of schools moving forward. So unfortunately, kids are not going to have the opportunity to go play college lacrosse or soccer or baseball or softball or whatever, because those programs are going to get cut. And then at the Group of Five level, we've already seen a lot of schools cancel programs. After this football season goes around and they see what their bottom line is, you might be talking about full athletic departments from Group of Five schools just not being able to survive.
Wow. Now, the other story is this spring thing where these other schools will play in the spring. I can't see any scenario where that makes
sense. Well, Purdue coach outlined a plan.
Right.
That where you play like 8 games in the spring and then 10 games next fall or something.
Does that make any sense to you, Barrett?
No, for a lot of reasons. One, if you're for player safety now and you can't be for player safety in the spring because you're going to ask kids to play, 2 seasons in a 10-month span. That's just not very safe for the players. On top of that, it'd be a clear cash grab, obviously. And we've already seen Big Ten players and Pac-12 players unite. What's going to happen when, you're using them in the spring simply for money and everybody can see it plain as sight? Because you're not going to have a real product. You're going to have a watered down version of college football. You might have, some sophomores and some freshmen or even some early enrollees being eligible to play in the spring. So you're going to get a watered down, product of that. So, it's not feasible. I think the unintended consequences long term with what you view players as and how players operate within the college football program and within the NCAA, it just is, it's not going to be sustainable. So but I think more than anything else, and I've talked to a lot of coaches about this, there's just no way. I mean, even the plan that Brohm released today, that puts a ton of stress on the coaches, the players, recruiting, everything just gets completely thrown in flux. And really, it wouldn't really be worth it other than for the money. But I think the problem is you look forward to what would happen after that. It would change so much and make things so much more difficult moving forward that the money that you thought you'd recoup, once things get stable, just it wouldn't be there.
Well, I saw a positive development today on the Twitter feed. The University of Delaware Blue Hens, Harry, releasing new uniforms. So they look like they're ready to go
now. That's an FCS school.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
And Stephen F. Austin had some big-time shade at the Southland Conference.
Is that right?
Because the Southland canceled their season, and Stephen F. Austin basically said, nah, we're going to play. We're just not going to play with you. We'll figure it out.
Wow. But,
you figure things out behind the scenes. We're going to find some teams to play.
They're the Lumberjacks, right?
They are.
Yeah, you don't mess with the Lumberjacks.
No, you don't. They got those big axes and stuff.
That's right.
Although they may have to change that. That's very violent.
Yeah, it is. That might be too
violent.
But even
chainsaws are violent.
It's too masculine.
It really is.
A lumberjack. I mean, you got to change that nickname.
Because lumberjacks used to use axes. Now they use chainsaws. So which is more offensive?
Chainsaws are fun, though, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, getting a chainsaw and cutting down a tree, man, that's cathartic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, Barrett, what about the – you talked about the Group of Five. What about maybe the top-rung Group of Five league, the American? There's some talk where they'd like to maybe join forces with the other three Power Five leagues and sort of make a Power Four for 1 year. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. The AAC is looking at this like an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've branded themselves as a Power Six conference and all that other stuff.
Right.
Obviously UCF's done what it's done. Houston's been really solid. Cincinnati, Memphis, all those teams. They view this as a door opening a little bit. That's why I think that you've seen them be, play things close to the vest, knowing that they're probably going to try to play as much as possible. They absolutely view this as an opportunity. As long as they can do it safely, they're going to give it a go. There's no doubt in my mind because, this is a window for them to get back to, the big boy table. And, I'm sure there are, different factors pulling everybody at the AAC in different directions, especially because we are dealing with a pandemic. But, I think, let's be honest, money drives all these discussions, no matter what. And they view this like the SEC and ACC and Big 12 as you know, something that has to happen in terms of, you know, for these schools to stay, you know, financially solvent. So, yeah, they'll try to give it a go. There's no doubt.
So when do you see, you know, we were doing this during the entire spring. What's the drop dead date?
Oh, yeah.
You know, baseball, they got to be done by July 1st. We have to know what's going on. We went through all of that for the last 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. So now here we are getting the middle of August when the first NFL exhibition game would have been played tonight. Remember that? You know that, Aaron?
Is that right?
The first preseason game. So we're not going to see that. We already know what football's doing, at least for the time being. But what about, is there a day where these conferences that are still hanging around and not making decisions, or the schools that are thinking about going, when I say rogue, I'm talking about the AAC and Harry talking about some of the smaller conferences. Is there a day where they have to get this done so they can get this traveling and the scheduling and all the other stuff in place to play?
What? Well, I mean, it varies because, you know, the ACC is scheduled to start in what would have been the second week of the season. The SEC is pushed back to September 25th. And but all these, and the Big 12 is supposed to start in mid-September, or at least can start in mid-September. But, you know, all those schools built in, you know, a bigger window to play fewer games. So because of that, you know, there's not a set date because, you know, since a lot of these conferences are playing self-contained or mostly self-contained schedules, you know, the Big 12 can cancel its out-of-conference games, mm-hmm. you know, if they need to. ACC schools can cancel their out-of-conference games if they need to. So since the window's bigger, you know, I do think that they can push it to the limit. You know, we can sit here and say the week before the SEC's first game on September 25th, you know, they conceivably could still push that back. You know, and we've seen that in other, you know, we've seen hurricanes come and mm-hmm. and postpone yep. games 2 days before they're supposed to happen. So, you know, I think that the way the schedules are formatted, they're formatted and built to sort of withstand, you know, things that can go wrong. So I don't necessarily think there really is a drop dead date where you have to have a decision one way or the other.
Now, I heard Dan Patrick talking about this morning, and he's right. How crazy is it in Iowa, where in Iowa State, the virus is not bad enough where they can play football, and they're at a conference that's playing football, and yet Iowa, in the same state, can't play football?
Doesn't make a ton of sense.
No, it really doesn't. Nothing makes sense.
That's true.
Really, nothing makes
Even
sense.
Even Dr. Fauci's scratching his head over this one. His head's going to explode now trying to figure that one out. And he's a doctor.
It's crazy how many it's just proof. You know, you can find a doctor to tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a doctor to tell you anything you want. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, Brett, I mean, Barrett, I don't know why I got the Brett in my mind.
I don't know.
Barrett.
All right. Barrett is a personal friend.
As long as there's no curse words in there, Tony, it's all good.
That's right.
Barrett's personal friends with our buddy John Kincaid.
Well, he's down there in Georgia, right?
Right.
And he doesn't even have a Georgia. He doesn't have a Cobb County accent or anything down there, Barrett.
Somebody's got to babysit Kincaid.
I liked his memorabilia, though. He's got a good memorabilia set.
Yeah, I like the football holders. The football holders.
Looks good.
You don't see many of those up here in the North. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Down there in the South in SEC country down there. Down
I
between
actually,
the bushes.
Tony, I was looking at those exact same holders
yeah,
to
they're
put
cool.
some of your balls up on the wall. But
mine are nailed weird. Up there.
his balls have been on the mantle for a couple of years, Robin.
You are right about that, boss.
Wow. Balls to the wall. That's the only way we go on this show, Harry. That's how it works, Barrett. No, that's good. I haven't seen those in any of those.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah.
You know, we got the baseball one. The football ones are usually in the glass box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put it over it. But I've never seen them. Do you have to dust those much on top there, Barrett?
Oh, no. Four for $30 on eBay.
Wow.
Oh, beautiful. Don't get Robin. Now she's going to go on Amazon now and try to find them cheaper.
I think I saw four for $25.
Wow.
There you go.
And free shipping with Amazon Prime.
You got to follow Barrett on Twitter, at Barrett Salee. Two R's, two T's, two L's, and two E's.
Wow. I'd like to buy a consonant now.
Got plenty of those.
There you go.
Exactly. Good stuff. Barrett, appreciate the time, man. Thanks for popping on. CBS Sports, right. Barrett Salee. Thanks, thank you, sir.
Yeah, he's good.
Let's give him a roaring round of applause.
I like this stuff, man. One of the same journalists following college sports these days.
Well, there aren't many sane people in any walk of life right now.
I know.
Even Ryan Rothstein, he's like upset now because, you know, he's got to wait till next week for the NBA to mean anything anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's
Jonesing now.
Next week, it counts.
This is his dead period, Tony. You know, like in recruiting, it's like the dead period.
Yeah, I'm just buying time.
Yeah.
You know, like the Lakers are playing a meaningless afternoon game, right? He's not even paying attention to it. Nobody is.
Yeah, got his car yesterday. Didn't show up for work.
No call, no show.
No show jobs.
Listen, if there's no NBA, there's no Ryan.
Right.
That's just how it works.
No peace.
No peace.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not sold on that, you know, thrilling eighth seed race. Sorry, boys.
Now, the update, though, on your car is that they did finally fix everything they said.
I finally have what was the deal?
Because I know you go to a dealership to pick up a car. Right. You know, you got to get the – did they spray in the new car scent?
Was it pre-owned?
No, they just – yeah, it's pre-owned.
Okay.
So, it's pre-owned. It's not brand new.
Right.
Despite the massive salary that I do have here, I was not able to get a 2020.
Right.
So it's a pre-owned. It's – you know, I signed my life away. But basically, there's Nixon – scratches on the car. The back window doesn't work.
Yeah,
there's scratches on the passenger mirror. So I closed the deal Monday, and then they say, okay, well, we can get everything up to speed and almost as new as it gets. So I say yes, and it's in the body shop for 48 hours longer than they told me it would be.
And you know what that is, though?
It's an outrage.
I remember when you bought a car, they would fill up the gas tank, wash it for you, bring it back. The wheels would all be, you know, nice and shiny. Now it's like, hey, get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Next.
They leave you, like, no gas in the car, too.
Yeah, it's on empty.
They would always give you, like, a full tank of gas.
I had to buy floor mats when I bought my car. I was like, okay, you know, I didn't think it was, you know, it's floor mats. And I had to go out and buy my own set when I got my car because I was secondhand.
It's an outrage.
What you did, though, is you refused to take it until they fixed what they said they were going to fix.
Well, that's smart, though.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Smart thing to do.
Because otherwise they say, why don't you come back and we'll fix it later. And then that never
happens.
Dude,
it's been a long enough process Once you get out that lot, forget it. You ain't coming back.
You're damn right, man. You're damn right. No, listen, I agree with you, man. If they say they're going to take care of stuff, and then you go to pick the car up and it's not taken care of.
Yeah, what do I say? Oh, never mind.
Here's what's the biggest outrage, though. So they told him it was going to be 11:30 yesterday for him to pick it up, which would have given him more than enough time to get down here, and then it wasn't. And then he said, well, I need to get to work. Can you at least give me a loaner car? I'll go to work and then I'll pick it up tomorrow. What did they tell you?
COVID, baby.
Yep.
COVID-19.
It's always the excuse.
Can't give you a loaner.
No loaners.
Yep.
Here's the
key. But they're selling cars like it's going out of style.
Tebow's Pretzel said it's the first time he's closed a deal in 5 years.
Wow. He ain't wrong.
Wow.
Wow. Or as Bobby T 413 says, here's the key. Now get out of here, strapper.
Jeff Bruder said that your balls have been on the wall since the good old days.
Well, no, since the divorce. That's what usually happens. But, hey, it happens. You know what I'm saying?
I at least polish them every now and then.
Right, come on. Come on.
Spit shine, right?
Spit shine.
Okay, I did not go there.
Come on, man. You go to Jimmy's Used Auto Parts, the home of Happy Auto Parts, where saving always starts. It's Jimmy's Used Auto Parts. It's funny that you remember jingles from all of these crappy little businesses.
It is.
They're not crappy little businesses.
Well, that means they did a good job.
No, that's the perfect. That's what advertising's about. Jingles from the 60s and 70s you still remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, there's a lot of great commercials and there's brilliant minds out there. But a lot of times you say, wow, that's fun. What's the product?
I mean, think about how many times we bring up the Crass Brothers men's store thing.
Yes, the local stuff.
You know,
but the interesting thing
Crazy
is,
Eddie.
There's a lot of great commercials that are produced.
Bull does have more taste than beer.
Exactly. There's a lot of great commercials, but then you don't know what the product
is. Right, and that's bad.
Yeah, because they don't give you the message. Oh, what a great song. That's a great commercial. Oh, what is it? What are they selling?
That was from Schlitz Malt Liquor, but I don't. Does Schlitz still exist?
I think it does.
I don't know if Schlitz.
I think it does. Schlitz.
Well, look at our strapper call. Somebody called in using the old clap-on, clap-off.
Right, the clapper.
The clapper.
Yeah, clapper. Yeah.
Exactly right. Not Rock Auto. That's the new one. Cheesy jingle, right?
Yeah.
Bad recording. But it's a huge company, and it's doing very well.
Or the PSAs. 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
No, 1-877-CARS for kids.
So wasn't that effective?
Come on, Robin. I remember the tune.
That's a Jewish outfit.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. Yes. You know, all these old school beers like Schlitz.
Yep, watch out there. Watch
Schlitz. Schmitz, PBR. Mm-hmm. They're all made by like Miller now. You know that?
Yeah.
They kept the brand names and they're all produced in like one factory just to keep the brands going. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's about the brand. For the brand, as you know who says that, Eric.
Your boy.
Pat McAfee. Yeah. It's all for the brand.
Yeah, we got to talk about this Claude Julien situation.
Yes. Tense game. I was all I was going to have a heart. He didn't have a heart attack. He had chest pains, and he went to the hospital. We'll give you the latest on that. We'll get you up to date on the games going on in the afternoon in the NBA and hockey, baseball, some amazing stories there, football. And, yes, we'll have a Phillies update that's positive, and it has nothing to do with the product on the field either. So stick around for that. It's Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, the whole gang.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
I mentioned before we went to the break, I have some positive news involving baseball. No, the positive, what? The Phillies are better than the Pirates?
Right, they're not the Pirates.
They're not Pittsburgh Pirates, who are the worst team in baseball. That's not even close.
That's what the Twitch stream said.
But the good news today, though, is the Phillies are doing something they've never done. And this isn't just about the Phillies.
Oh.
They normally, when they retire a player's number, they usually do it when a player goes into the Baseball Hall of Fame. But now they're going to retire the number of one of the all-time greats.
Who should be in the Hall of
Fame. Absolutely. And he's got another chance coming up this fall.
Yeah.
And a couple of local guys and I have been in contact. Froggy is his name. That's his nickname. He's one of the guys that works with the Phillies. And he's been leading the charge for decades that Dick Allen should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
And so there's going to be one more vote, I believe, in September, to try to get him into the Hall of Fame. But the Phillies are going to put him on the Wall of Fame and actually retire his number.
15,
the
right?
number 15. Yeah. So now the biggest question is, the biggest story is, what will Dick Allen have to give the latest number 15, an irreplaceable player on the Phillies, the catcher Knapp?
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Knapp, Harry, right. Where's number 15?
He's not going to have to give him anything.
You're damn right.
Andrew Knapp should just take the jersey off, fold them all up,
yeah.
and stick them, give them to the clubby.
He should
say,
put,
just get me another number.
Put zero on the back.
Exactly.
Although I saw a pitcher wearing number zero in one of the games over the weekend.
You did?
Yeah, there's a pitcher, and I don't remember which team it was. But the good news, and Dick and Richie Allen, we used to call him Richie Allen, he was Dick Allen. I remember when the Phillies brought him back.
They brought him back in 75.
And I was there at Veterans Stadium that night. And I went down on the field before the game because I wanted to go over and say hello to him and shake his hand. Because growing up, he was one of the all-time great. I mean, the bat was humongous.
His bat, it looked like a telephone pole.
It really
like,
did.
It looked like one of those piazzas, like bat. You know,
one
real
of the
heavy.
Most underappreciated players in baseball history.
He was the rookie of the year.
Yep.
He was the MVP one time back in 1972, I believe, with the White Sox. That's when I remember him, because that's when I started really playing Little League baseball. 72, 73, he was with the White Sox.
Yep.
But then he did come back with the Phillies.
Well, he was with the Phillies first. He went to the White Sox, and then he came back and was with the Phillies. And I remember that night like it was yesterday. I remember being on the field with Chris Wheeler, and everybody was like, there was like this hush. Dick Allen's in town. He's Richie Allen, and people know him as Dick Allen. And going down and seeing him in 1975, standing on the field, man, it was like, wow.
Career 292 hitter. And 351 home runs, over 1,100 RBIs.
He's been on the Wall of Fame. I'm saying the Hall of Fame, the Phillies have not put any other player's number on the wall or retired the number, I should say. See, there's a big difference between the Wall of Fame, Walls of Honor. Those people don't have to be in the Hall of Fame. Retiring a number, every Phillies retired number has been a Hall of Fame player.
Right.
And so the fact that they're waiving that to put Dick Allen in is unprecedented, and now it's opening up the speculation that what about guys like Jimmy Rollins, who's not in the Hall of Fame, or Chase Utley, who's not in the Hall of Fame, or Ryan Howard, who's not in the Hall of Fame and aren't going into the Hall of Fame?
Well, they'll be put on the Wall of Fame.
Right, but should any of those guys' numbers be retired since they meant so much to the franchise? Jimmy Rollins won an MVP.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Very instrumental in the World Series.
What's your qualifications?
Well, there aren't
both of you. Well, I mean, for you personally, what's deserving of a Wall of Fame or even a Hall of Fame?
Well Mike,
they're all Wall of Famers.
Yeah, Wall of Fame.
Okay.
Utley, Rollins,
I would agree.
Howard,
no doubt about
Hamels,
that.
All those guys.
Yeah, because it's their importance to the franchise.
Right.
Yeah.
Dick Allen's not in the Hall of Fame,
Jimmy's
by the way.
Close.
To Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy's
close
to Hall of Famer. And, you know, and obviously for local fans, when they see a World Series and they hadn't seen one before, you know, I was there in 2000. I remember the 60s and, you know, in 93 most recently. But the 80 World Series, that was really the one that turned the city back on to baseball because they waited a long time in 1980 to win that. And Pete Rose came to town and it was legendary.
Yeah.
Tug McGraw.
And that good team was there for like 5 or 6 years before that. But they just kept on running up against what, the Reds and
the Dodgers?
The Reds
and the Dodgers,
yeah.
The big red machine, and then the Dodgers with Garvey and all those guys. So that era back there in the mid-60s when Schmidt and Boa and those guys came up and then grew into great players, and Schmidt became a guy that was booed in his first year at third base, who was labeled a nonchalant guy. He made it look too easy. He was too smooth out there.
Almost like he didn't care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then later, the guy, they realized, this guy may be the greatest third baseman that's ever played the game.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable, man. So that was Dick Allen should be in the Hall of Fame, and I hope they put him in the Hall of Fame while he's still alive. One thing that bugs me is when guys are put in posthumously.
I know.
You know, and the family is still around, but the person who – if you're not a Hall of Famer, the minute you retire, you shouldn't become a Hall of Famer 25, 30 years after you retire. Do your numbers get any better? No. It's an argument that's made every year. And the bottom line is he belongs in the Hall of Fame. And certainly I think the Phillies should retire number 15. Andrew Knapp? Andrew Knapp should not even wear that number now. Now that the Phillies have announced it.
I know.
And then the other argument is they're going to do it this summer when there's no fans there. Mm. They're going to retire. They're going to have the retirement ceremony.
Well, they should do it again next year.
Should they wait till next year, or should they do it again, do it this year, and then bring him back next year while he's there with fans in the stands?
Here's what they should do. Retire the number, because then you'd want to do that just prior to him going into the Hall of Fame, and then make a Dick Allen night next year.
Exactly.
Where it's like, you know, a big celebration of him, bring him out, you know, sort of.
Yeah, like the Baseball Hall of Fame. Not doing it, you know, they didn't do it this summer. Mm-hmm. The people that were nominated, the people that were elected, they didn't go in this summer. And so the same thing with Dick Allen. Do you have a retirement ceremony with no fans in the stands?
No.
So that's an interesting question. So anyway, that's my thoughts on that. That's the good news. As far as the Phillies, there is no good news.
No, there's none.
None at all, Harry.
But I tell you, it really, now you feel it. I was hinting at this earlier. Baseball, we knew they missed their opportunity. But now, when the hockey is now really in the real serious stuff, NBA will be in serious playoffs, and football right around the corner, and everybody's talking about college football. Are they going to play or play not? Baseball is already on the back burner.
Now, in some cities, in most
I'd say in most.
Like the Cubs, for example. Right now, the Cubs fans got to be
Cubs
excited, right?
It. You know, Dodgers.
They're 12-3.
Yankees.
That's their best start since 1970 for the Cubs. So that's excitement in Chicago. Then you got the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. They're 12-7, but
the Twins.
The Twins are really good. But they're plus 33, the Twins. You know where the Dodgers are, Harry? Plus 42.
Mm. That's insane.
Plus 42, and they're 12-7. And they beat the Padres, and the Padres are hanging in. Colorado's in first place. So that National League West, even with the bottom dwellers, are not horrific like Pittsburgh. And when you look at the National League Central, Harry, you know, there's only one good team in the National League Central right now, and that's the Cubs.
But baseball could have had a whole month or more by themselves.
I absolutely agree. And they would have played more than 60 games. Yeah. You realize we're a quarter, one-third of the way through the season. Not a quarter. One-third of the way through the season already.
Well, the Cardinals
coming this
aren't.
Weekend. No, the Cardinals are.
They've still only played five games.
Five games, and they have 18 runs in those five games, though, Harry. So they're
hey, man.
They're minus 18 already, and they've only played five games. And if they do play this weekend, the Miami Marlins, though, are going to finally play a home game, Harry. You see that? And you see what they did last night. I mentioned this earlier. You want to talk about unbelievable.
Up in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had, I mean, Bo Bichette went 5-for-5. He had a couple of home runs. And what happened?
They lost.
This is the first time in baseball history that a team that hit 7 home runs and had 18 hits lost the game.
What was the final, like 14-11 or something?
Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah.
And give it up to the Marlins, man. They didn't quit. Marlins won it 14-11. Lost the game with 18 hits and 7 home runs, and they were asking about the Buffalo ballpark because Bo Bichette played there when he was in the minor leagues. And they said, is this thing a bandbox? Because everybody's hitting the ball out of there the first two nights. And he said, no, it's not the ballpark. It's just guys are – those home runs would have been out in any ballpark.
Tony, the Cardinals have played 5 games. They're 2-3. They're in second place in that division.
I know.
And they're only 5 games out of the Cubs.
It's unreal.
I mean, think about it.
The longer they don't play, the longer they'll be in this, Harry.
They played 5 games and they're still ahead of the Reds, Brewers, and Pirates.
Wow.
It's insane.
That is unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Coming up in the next hour, Bernard Parent. He's excited. He's got to be. He was one of the all-time greats, and now he's seeing a young player and saw great goaltending last night in that Montreal series. We'll have more on Claude Julien, too, the coach. Baseball, basketball, we got it all for you, so stick around.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.